So begin by lying down on your back in a comfortable posture, allowing your body to settle and your eyes to close, allowing your feet to fall gently apart from one another if that feels okay, your arms to just be alongside the body without touching the body, palms open towards the ceiling if that's comfortable. And bringing your attention now to your breath at the belly, the abdomen expanding on the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath. You might even imagine that you have a little balloon in the belly and that it's just expanding and deflating gently of its own accord. Could even give it a color. With each out-breath, allowing the body to sink into the mat a little further as your muscles begin to let go. You might even imagine any stress or negativity from the week leaving your body on the out-breath. And on the in-breath, you might breathe in a sense of renewed energy. So right now, just letting the body relax, sink into the floor, letting go. And as you're ready now, beginning to move, very slowly start to stretch your arms up and over the head for the entire length of the in-breath, a slow, purposeful stretch. And when your hands reach the floor, just stretching out the entire body, fingers in one direction, heels in the other. Not too strenuously, just feeling your entire body stretching right through the fingertips, wrists, elbows, armpits, shoulders, rib cage. Your entire body stretching. And now with an out-breath, slowly, mindfully allowing the arms to return to your sides. Sensing what's here the whole time. Until they finally make contact with the floor. And once they do, experiencing them here, just relaxing again, letting go. Coming back to the breath at the belly. Noticing any changes in the body from that simple stretch. Just breathing, noticing. Now bending both knees so the feet are flat on the floor. Spread about a foot apart, knees pointing up towards the ceiling, arms still relaxed alongside the body. And as you're ready, just slowly starting to rock the pelvis, contracting the belly, lifting the tailbone slightly up off the floor, pushing the base of the spine and the low back down into the floor. Now tilting the pelvis the other way so that you're creating a little space between the floor and the back. So there should be a nice little archway there that you could almost put your hand underneath. And then once again, tilting the pelvis the other way, tailbone coming up slightly off the floor. Now at your own pace, slowly beginning to rock this way, back and forth with your pelvis as you breathe naturally, front of the mat to the back of the mat, not side to side, just front to back, rocking the pelvis, and remembering to breathe. And then as you're ready, very slowly coming to a stop. And as you do, wrapping both arms around your shins, drawing your knees up toward the chest, and gently squeezing your knees down towards the chest. And then if you like, rocking a bit from side to side as you breathe. If you like, you can raise your head up to get a better massage of the muscles of the back, muscles on either side of the spine. You can even make circular motions if that feels good. Just noticing the muscles that you're massaging and breathing. Now shifting a little so that you're holding on to the right knee and stretching your left leg out onto the floor as you squeeze the right knee down towards the chest, holding on to your knee with both hands. And if you want, you can bring the head up towards the knee. You can even put the forehead on the knee if that's comfortable, just noticing your limit and breathing. So now switching, drawing the left knee up to the chest, stretching the right leg all the way out. And again, if you'd like, drawing the head up to the knee, and just breathing wherever you happen to stop. Now, as you're ready, allowing yourself to stretch all the way back out onto the floor, bringing your attention back to your breath, the abdomen expanding gently on an in-breath, and falling back toward the spine with each out-breath. Just breathing here, noticing, letting go. Now as you're ready, slowly rolling over now, coming up onto your hands and knees, being fully aware of each movement of the body as it changes positions here. And then in this position, breathing out and arcing the back like a scared cat, just as high as it will go, letting your head come down between the arms to help the stretch. Experiencing whatever's here as if it's brand new, as if you've never done this pose before, even though you may have done it many times. Now reversing the stretch on an out-breath into the cow pose, allowing the belly to fall down and the pelvis to spill forward. The head rising up as you breathe in, and stretching your eyes up even as they're closed. And then on an out-breath, arcing the back once more. And once again, breathing in, dropping the belly, making a curve in the back in the opposite direction, and looking up towards the ceiling, even with the eyes closed. Now exhaling once more, slowly now bringing the spine into a neutral position, and as you breathe in, stretching the right leg up into the air, lifting it up behind you, and then raising your left arm and stretching it out so that you're balancing head lifted. You can open your eyes here if it helps. And just staying here, breathing, feeling the muscles strengthen in the back and shoulders. Feeling the body balancing. And as you're ready now, lowering the knee to the floor and then the hand. And on an exhale, arcing the back up again into the cat pose. Feeling the stretch, reversing what you just did, lengthening those muscles. Now in an in-breath, lifting the left leg and the right arm. Just breathing here and balancing. Noticing. Feeling the sensations. Experiencing your body in this particular posture. And accepting yourself as you are, at your limits, in this particular moment. And as you're ready now, lowering the knee and the arm, placing both hands and knees onto the floor, and arcing the back as before, head down, really getting a good stretch in your back without overdoing it, just easing up to your limits. And as you're ready, lying back down once again on your back, and just for a moment, with your hands lying alongside the body, feet falling away from each other, just noticing and sensing the results of having done this particular posture. Now once again, drawing both knees up towards the chest, squeezing the knees to the chest, bringing the head up if that feels okay, and again starting to rock from side to side, gently massaging the spine, the muscles on either side of the spine, at your own pace and limit, not overdoing it or trying to push through anything. Just gently massaging the back. If it's more comfortable to have your head on the floor, that's okay too. And then as you're ready, placing your feet back down onto the floor, starting to do a few of those pelvic rocks or tilts at your own pace, just to loosen the pelvis, small of the back, and to get the belly contracting in rhythm with the spine. If your head and neck are relaxed, you might notice that the whole body is moving in response to just you moving your pelvis. It's actually rocking your whole body back and forth. Now, as you're ready, just relaxing and stretching back out again, allowing your attention to once again come to rest on the belly and on the rhythmic movement of your belly with the breath. Do the half bridge pose, which involves bringing the feet to the floor, knees up towards the ceiling, but with the feet a little closer to the buttocks than they were before. And then stretching the arms up over the head onto the floor. And as you're ready, slowly lifting your pelvis, not tilting it, lifting the whole pelvis and low back up off the floor, body resting on the back of the head, neck, shoulders, arms, pressing into the feet while the rest of the body is arched. Just breathing here in this posture, noticing. You may be feeling the thigh muscles as they fatigue a bit. Maybe noticing thoughts around this. See if you can pay attention, notice the sensations, and not your thoughts about the sensations. Letting the arms be completely relaxed, face, jaw, back of the neck, as you stay here and breathe. If you need to come down at some point before I say so, please go ahead and bring the pelvis back down to the floor. And as you're ready, bringing it back up, it's your choice. There's really no right or wrong. Feeling the abdomen as expands on the in-breath and deflates on the out-breath. Now as you're ready, lowering the pelvis back to the floor, stretching the arms back down alongside the body, stretching out the legs. And once again, allowing the body to relax, let go, as you sink into the mat. Being willing to be present, noticing the thoughts that might be flitting through the mind, the content of them, maybe what you should be doing next, what you need to do next, maybe the past or the future. Whatever they are, just letting them come and go through the mind like passing clouds, without being disturbed or distracted by them. Or in fact, giving them any energy at all, just observing them. And so now, begin the twist stretch, lacing the fingers behind the head, drawing the feet up towards the buttocks, this time drawing them up together, knees together as well. Just breathing here in and out a few times. And as you're ready, gently allowing the knees to fall to the right just as far as they'll go to the floor. The left foot may come up off the floor and just be on the right foot. The left knee may or may not be touching the right knee. Just letting it hang, not forcing. Maybe turning the head, looking to the left, beyond the left elbow. Just feeling the stretch across the chest, into the left armpit, or wherever it is that you feel it. Breathing in and out with this posture as you try to relax into it. Gently allowing yourself to drop down into a state where you're just allowing gravity to pull you down, not resisting. Each time you breathe in, you might feel the abdomen stretching, contributing to the feeling of being stretched in the chest and belly. Each time you breathe out, maybe sinking a little more into the stretch as you relax and let go. Now on an in-breath, gently bringing the knees back up to vertical, and then just allowing them to spill over to the other side, to the left. This might bring the right foot up off the floor on top of the left, right knee now over the left, and slowly shifting the head now, looking to the right. And just beginning to settle in here, with each out-breath allowing the body to sink deeper into the floor, straight down, as you accept the stretch and accept your body in this position, full awareness of each moment, full awareness of your breathing. Noticing and breathing. And then as you're ready, bringing the knees back up, releasing the hands, and stretching your body back out onto the floor. Again, just completely letting go here. Breathing and noticing what's new. Noticing what's been stretched. Paying particular attention to the breath in the belly, the expansion and contraction. Now bending the left knee so that your left foot is on the floor alongside your right knee. Taking a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, letting the right leg come up towards the ceiling with the knee straight, just as far as it'll go. Wherever it lands is fine. So just trying to maintain this posture and breathe. If you notice your arms are getting involved, or if you're pushing on the floor, your shoulders are tight, face is tense, see if you can just let these parts of the body completely relax. Just focus on the belly. Your belly might be somewhat contracted here. And see if you can still notice the expansion and contraction of the breath. And if you'd like, you can circle the foot around the ankle a few times in each direction. And as you breathe, you can choose to intensify this a bit by stretching out the left leg, or by lifting your head up towards the knee as you take hold of the leg behind the knee, your choice. Noticing if your ego is getting involved, if you're going beyond your limit, you might back off. Just breathing, noticing. Now, as you're ready, very slowly, very, very slowly, letting the leg float back down, taking your time, letting it come back inch by inch, totally mindful so that you're really aware of all the sensations all the way down. When it finally does make contact with the floor, experiencing the waves of relaxation flowing through the leg and the body, you might imagine the tension flowing out of you with the out-breath. So now let's reverse the position of the leg so that the right knee is bent, and the right foot is alongside the left knee. And as you're ready, again, taking a deep breath in, allowing the left foot now to come up just as far as it'll go. And just settling in here, experiencing the leg, allowing the back to relax, shoulders, arms, face. And then if you'd like, circling your foot in all directions. If you'd like a more intense stretching, you can go ahead and do that at your own pace if it feels good. Whatever you're doing, just see if you can be totally present, experiencing the sensations and feelings in the body. You might notice the belly again and the contraction of the muscles here. And then as you're ready, very slowly, inch by inch, letting the left leg float back down. Just experiencing the leg all the way back down without seeing it. Just experiencing the waves of release. And as you allow yourself now to sink deeper into the floor, allowing the other leg to stretch back out too. Coming back again to the belly, into the flow of the breath. Fully aware of each in-breath for its entire duration. Fully aware of each out-breath for its entire duration, with a willingness to be totally present right now with whatever you're doing and whatever you're experiencing in this moment, allowing yourself to fully experience just being whole and complete. Now, as you're ready, rolling over to the left side, propping your head up using your left hand, putting the right hand on the floor just in front of the belly, and just settling here for a moment and breathing. Now on an in-breath, slowly lifting the right leg up to the side, straight up, and just holding it here wherever it lands and breathing. If you'd like, you can take your fingers and feel the muscles along the leg and hip and into your side. You might like to circle the foot a few times slowly around the ankle in both directions. If you'd like, maybe raising the leg a little higher and breathing, experiencing the intensity, asking yourself whether you can handle this in terms of your own body and limits. And if it's too intense, allow yourself kindly to back off. If it's okay, just breathing through it and watching your thoughts around it. And as you're ready, slowly, slowly letting the leg float back down, taking your time. And when it finally does come down again, experiencing the waves of release. And if you'd like, as you're ready on an in-breath, raising the leg up again and just breathing with it here. Noticing what's new. And then slowly letting it again come back down. And as it does, rolling over now onto your other side. Propping your head up with your right hand now, lying on the right side, left hand on the floor in front of the belly. And as you're ready, lifting the left leg up as high as it will go comfortably. And again, if you'd like, circling the foot around the ankle a few times in both directions. Noticing what's being used, what muscles, and breathing. Maybe a little higher. And then slowly lowering the leg, very slowly experiencing it the entire way down. And again, whenever it lands, if you feel up for it, raising it once again, experiencing what's new. And as you're ready, slowly, slowly allowing the leg to float back down. And when it lands, gently rolling over onto your belly. And in this position, resting your cheek either side, arms alongside your body, palms open towards the ceiling. Noticing here if you can feel the belly pressing against the floor each time you breathe in. Relaxing away from the floor each time you breathe out. Just allowing your whole body to sink into the floor on each exhale. Head, shoulders, arms, back, pelvis, just allowing the floor to hold you, and breathing. Now moving the head so the chin is on the floor, not using your hands at all as you breathe. Slowly lifting the right leg with the knee straight and just holding it here as you breathe. Noticing that the whole back is involved in lifting its weight and you're just feeling it, experiencing what's here, the physical sensations. And as you're ready, slowly, slowly letting the leg come back down and relaxing on the other side of your face now. Just sinking into the floor, letting go, and breathing. Now bringing your chin onto the floor once again, and on an in-breath, lifting the other leg up just as much as possible, keeping the arms completely relaxed, face relaxed, just allowing the muscles of the back to do their work, and breathing. Maybe a little higher. And then very slowly lowering the leg and completely relaxing, resting now on either cheek and breathing. Now as you're ready, placing the chin on the floor once again, slowly lifting the head up now, then the neck, shoulders, and chest, keeping the feet on the floor and just lifting, not using the hands, going up as high as you can as if you were a snake and had no arms or legs, just using your trunk muscles in the back of the neck and head to lift you. Watching your limits, trying to lift as high up on the rib cage as you can, feeling the belly rise a little higher each time you breathe in. Just breathing, lifting, looking up, maybe a little higher, coming back down and resting on one side of the face or the other. And again, allowing the body to just sink down into the floor as the muscles release, uncurl, lengthen, and soften. Allowing yourself here to experience the waves of release and relaxation. Rolling over onto your back now. Allowing the feet to fall open to either side. Arms alongside the body, palms up towards the ceiling. On each out breath, letting go. Sinking deeper into the floor. As you lie here relaxed, allow yourself to experience the fullness and depth of each moment, being at one with yourself right now, centered, balanced, with an intuitive knowing of who you are as your life continues to unfold from moment to moment.